for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that.
Well, thanks for having us on.
You bet. Dr. Chen, how are you?
I am wonderful.
Outstanding. Well, it's hard to imagine, A, that Laps for Landon is this close here, but Dr. Jen, it's also hard to imagine that this is the last one. This has been extremely successful in a lot of different ways here, and I'm assuming there's some bittersweet thoughts going into this here over the next few days.
That is the exact word that I have used. It's kind of surreal just to be planning for the last time, and it's very bittersweet. But you are right. We feel so good about what we've been able to do, not just the money raised, but also just the awareness. More people know what this disease is. They know that it doesn't get the funding that a lot of other illnesses do in terms of government and pharmaceutical and just everything. And so we've brought about a lot of awareness, and we feel really good about that, too. But the best part is just that the money that we've raised has done what we wanted it to do, and that's helped develop more effective treatments for people with all the different mutations of CF.
Yeah, cystic fibrosis. Well, Dr. Jen, take us back, if you would, to the beginning and how this all started.
Oh, goodness. Oh, we'd have to do a very, very long radio show for that. Yeah, but I've been friends with Blythe a long time, since sixth grade, to be exact, and then we were very, very close in high school, and so I've just always known her. We obviously both ended up working at ESU, but you know, this event, and my students know this, started when Blythe and Aaron lost their firstborn son, Lawson. And, you know, we did a memorial event for him. That was going to be an annual thing. But by the time we went to do that event the second year, Landon had been born. We didn't yet know what was going on, why he wasn't thriving. And so we did the event with kind of a dual purpose that year, still a memorial for Lawson, but also trying to raise money because their medical bills were stacking up with Landon in the hospital. So it was when Landon was one, by that time, that was when it started to focus on CF, because he was a few months old when they did finally figure out that that's what he had. And we were like, well, we got to do something. You know, we've got to do something to try to make a difference with this and give the family, not just Blythe and Aaron, but give all families hope, you know, if their loved ones were dealing with this. So my class needs to learn how to plan an event, and what better, you know, that's one perk, I guess, of my job, is I'm picking the cause here. So I got to, you know, kind of throw that at them, like, what do you think? And a lot of my students have known Blythe through the years because of where she works, all those years in the Center for Student Involvement. So there was a personal connection for a lot of them, too. But most of them, all they had to do was hear Landon's story and how, just see and hear how tough he has had to be from day one, and they are all in. And that's, I love them for it. You know, they are, college students are very empathetic. Mine are very competitive and hardworking. I can't speak on behalf of all college students everywhere, but mine are very, very empathetic and hardworking and caring and just genuine kids. And they work hard for this, and I'm very thankful for that.
Aaron, take us back to that time shortly after Landon was born, and you know, some of the medical concerns that I'm assuming cropped up fairly quickly. You know, some of the sleepless nights that you and Blythe had, and really the comfort that came from the Dr. Jen, her students, and others that said, "Hey, we've got this idea. Can we go ahead and roll with it?"
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like Dr. Jen said, when Landon was born, we didn't know what he had. He had a couple of issues going on besides CF. He had what's called short gut, where he had a malrotation in his small intestine. So they took out most of his small intestines, and so he was labeled failure to thrive after several months in intensive care. And then we actually flew to a short gut specialist in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and took him up there. When they weren't able to change any of his prognosis, we returned to Children's Mercy, and that's when our nutritionist was the one who said, you know, I think he has cystic fibrosis. I was studying the pathology report of his small intestines that were taken out, and he has a lot of stuff in the folds and the crypts of small intestine, and he goes, that's usually a mucus sign. And so they tested him for CF, and lo and behold, he had CF. So while that was you know, kind of a crushing outcome to hear, it was also a relief, because he had been labeled failure to thrive, and basically they told us we were just going to have to sit there and watch him die. And you know, that's just, excuse me, that's just not acceptable for parents. And so it was kind of a relief to know, okay, hey, here's what his problem is, and now we know how to target it and start moving forward with treatment plans that can help him get better. So that was, and then on the backside of that, just having the support from Dr. Jen and our communities and the people that just, I mean, it's just so, such a blessing and so heartwarming to know when people come together and support each other. It just gives you hope for humanity, and it just makes you feel very humbled, and we're just very grateful, I guess is the best word I could use.
Yeah, and laps for Landon, kind of aging out here, because Landon is graduating high school this year, right, Aaron?
Yep, he's a senior, yeah. And this is the empty nest part for Blythe and I now. Yeah.
Well, and speaking of Landon, you know, I don't know exactly what the prognosis was with the type of cystic fibrosis that he had. I know that it's been a battle, but it certainly appears that, Aaron, that Landon has thrived not only, you know, educationally, but athletically, too, through his high school years.
Well, Dr. Jen put it very well when she talked about awareness. You know, the money raised for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation is phenomenal, and that helps further a mission for research and quality of life. But the awareness piece, because he looks healthy. You know, he's a three-time state champ in powerlifting. He's got six Kansas State records for powerlifting. I mean, he's a stud when it comes to that. But what goes on inside of the body is what is his disease, and he goes through a lot. He takes over 60 pills a day and does multiple breathing treatments a day, and he's sick a lot of the times that people don't see that because he doesn't put his health out there very much. He doesn't like people to feel sorry for him and or those types of things, and so he kind of internalizes a lot of that, and so they don't see a lot of the battles that he has, and so raising awareness for CF is so important as well, because it affects people differently, whether you have what type of mutation you have, whether you have a change mutation or a stop mutation. So everyone's journey on CF is a little different, depending on what type of mutations they have, and so it's the awareness piece is huge, because it just helps people understand more what people living with CF go through on a daily basis.
Dr. Jen, one of the things about Laps for Landon is, you know, with these longstanding fundraisers, they generally speaking maybe have the same format, but they don't sit still with a lot of the connected pieces to it. And Laps for Landon has definitely had some pretty significant evolutions over the past.
Yes, that's a good way to put that, Chuck. and the big one, it has changed. I mean, the whole vibe has been similar, whether we were on the football field or, you know, 2020 all of a sudden online or how we've done it these last few years at the rec. But a lot of the different activities have changed based on the creativity of my students. But I will say that 2020, you know, that was a real positive turning point for us, because we were forced, hey, you know, if we wanted to do something in April of 2020, online was your only option. And so we went from, oh, there's not going to be an event this year, to, well, maybe we can do this a little differently. And we ended up raising the exact same amount that we did the previous year. And it was because so many, when you do that online, so many more people could participate, and it was basically just the silent auction portion. But it helped that people were at home and bored out of their gourds, so a lot of them just, you know, wanted something to do, and this was a good cause, and so they did bid. But that was very eye-opening to see that, oh my gosh, you know, doing it this different way was really effective for what we, you know, raised. And so then come 2021 and 2022, we did a hybrid event those years. But then even once everything did get completely back to normal in 2023, we still left the silent auction online, because we saw how effective it was, and we had so many you know, repeat bidders for those few years that we did it. We were like, we can't go back, you know, just because this does work so well. So that was, again, just a little bit of a blessing that came out of 2020, made us look at things differently and like I said, get creative. But it's just been always so great, because the athletes, you know, I have pictures of Landon when he's a toddler playing with football players and basketball players, and, you know, and then he grows up through the years, and it's just so cool to see him at the event. I mean, a couple of years it was nothing but the bouncy house, but he outgrew that pretty quick. But just to see him interacting with all those different athletes, and then, of course, all my students have always wanted to have their picture taken with him. And, you know, Blythe and Aaron said from the time he could talk and be aware of what the event was, he would always look forward to it. And that that meant a lot to me. You know, that makes the late nights and the weekends worth it, just to know it was something that, as he's grown up, he looked forward to going to it. He kind of started to understand what it was that we were doing, and it's just, you know, I have hundreds and hundreds of ESU alumni, you know, health and human performance majors who this was an integral part of them earning their degree, and it's something that they, that impacts them and that they will always remember and know that they made a difference to the cause, to that foundation, but also especially to the family.
Well, the big event is coming up Tuesday, April 22nd, Laps for Landon at the Emporia State Student Recreation Center, 6 p.m. So, Dr. Jen, what's going to be happening?
Oh, my goodness. Everything. Aaron will be there with the on the mic and with the music playing. That's always fun. And we'll have a silent auction. We have a prize table where people can buy tickets for $1 each and just put the tickets in to win random drawings. We have the Plinko board. Almost all the ESU athletes will be there. And then, of course, the Lazy Butt Barbecue food truck will be on the north end of campus, right there by the soccer fields, and so people can pull in. That will actually open up at 5. So Carl Baker, you know, he does that every year in honor of his grandson, Aiden Dreyer, who has CF. He's 9 now. So that that became such a, you know, such a huge contributor in terms of their participation and what we raise. So he's made a huge difference. But that will be there. We're going to have Freedom Freeze, the snow cone truck from Lebo. They've supported us these last few years, and or I guess this is the second year, and people really loved that. So there will be no shortage. You will not be bored. Just so many games, and in the past, I know we've had face painting. I haven't heard a verification on that, but, you know, it's an event. What I love is all ages, you know, very, very young to very, very old. Everything in between can come and enjoy it and have fun.
Aaron, from your perspective, before we wrap things up, how impactful has this been, really not only for your family, but now connecting you with other families who are going through the same journey that you've been going through?
Oh, huge. Huge. There's really not words that can express, but, I mean, it's just one of those things where it's gratitude is what I have for everyone that just comes out and supports this event, for Dr. Thomas and her students who just are amazing, and from Emporia State for letting us host this event there and throughout the years. It just makes you feel really, just really good to know that people come together and support causes like this and just help make the lives better for those living with this disease and help improve the quality of life. So just very thankful and gratitude are the words that come to mind for me.
Dr. Jen, how can we access that auction?
There will be, right now I tell people go to, LAPS, the number 4, Landon 2025 on Facebook, follow that page. And then, probably I'm guessing by this weekend, I will be letting people know the name of the actual silent auction page, which is very similar. It's like LAPS for Landon 2025 silent auction. So I will be posting that. And then, because usually Monday, we let people start joining that page, taking a look. They can't bid yet, obviously, but the bidding, and that was what I wanted to say, the bidding, that was another change that we made a couple of years ago, and it went over really well. The bidding will start at 8 a.m. on Tuesday, and we close it at 8 p.m. So that is 12 hours to follow along and decide and get familiar with everything. And we had a lot better participation doing it that way with the all-day bidding as opposed to just a couple hours in the evening. So, yeah, follow the Facebook page if they will, because that silent auction is now done on Facebook.
Well, and it sounds like you've been very successful in collecting some great items too, Jen.
Oh, my word. My students rock. Yes, we have a jersey signed by Travis Kelce. We have an E-Town date night package that is amazing. We have a stay at Council Grove Lake from some friends that know the Doty family and wanted to support us that way. We have some custom-made fishing poles that I am coveting as we speak. I really, really would like to bid on those. So just so many good Royals tickets. We're going to have, I think, close to 60 different packages to bid on. And, you know, very, very low starting bids all the way to high starting bids. So, there again, no matter what somebody's budget is, we want them to be able to participate. So I really encourage people, follow the Facebook page, then you can follow the auction page, and take a look at that and just find something you want to go after.
You know, fundraising is just a part. Awareness is a big part, Dr. Jim, but fundraising, how much have you raised over the years, do you know?
Well, I wish we had a better idea. I wish we had tracked that better at the beginning. What I do know is since 2019, we've raised $61,000. But I know when you, I can ballpark the previous years, and Aaron and I, we figured out a long time, it's well over $100,000.
Yeah. Awesome.
You know, when you put all the years together. And so, yeah, that's just, it's made a huge impact. And the people at the CF Foundation are so thankful for what we do, especially these past few years, because, you know, the first few years we raised like $3,000-$4,000, you know, and they were very thankful for anything, you know, for that too. But when it exploded a few years ago the way that it has, that was very attention getting to them. They were like, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, I have 40 kids, you know, 40 students in a class. So when you've got that many, you know, doing what they do and then the support of the community, yeah, it's kind of amazing that, you know, this didn't fizzle out at all. This actually grew over time. The support grew, and that just shows how amazing our community is.
Well, you're doing a great job, and we can't wait. Tuesday, April 22nd, Laps for Landon, ESU Student Rec Center. Aaron, hey, thanks. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Aaron.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for having us on. Appreciate it. Thanks for all you guys do.
You betcha. Dr. Jen, thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, you guys.
Good to talk to you. Dr. Jennifer Thomas, Health and Human Performance Professor, Emporia State. Aaron Doty, who's the father of Landon Doty. This is Laps for Landon. Of course, Aaron now the new superintendent over there in Cottonwood Falls Strong City starting July 1st, right?
Yep, Chase County, USD 284. So glad to have them on. We're a week out from Laps for Landon, the final chapter. So that'll be coming up again at Emporia State's campus next Tuesday. Want to let you know that as far as our newsmaker spots and really our morning show spots in general, we're pretty full. This week is full, and our first available newsmaker spot actually happens to be next Tuesday. Tomorrow we'll be chatting with Kansas State Rifle Association Director Megan Hilbisch about upcoming activities through KSRA.
All right, thanks, Chuck. KVOE Live and Local 737 Sunshine, 38 degrees. Let's check that forecast with TB13 meteorologist Doug Myers, brought to you this morning by Newman Regional Health, dedicated to delivering a higher standard of health care for our community. Newman Regional Health.
From Channel 13, I'm meteorologist Doug Myers with the latest forecast on this Tuesday. A cool start early.